In recent weeks, the price of gasoline in Canada has soared to over $3 a gallon. In the U.S., prices are expected to go to at least $2 a gallon. Like so many people with young children, these increases are really putting a dent in my family's budget. My husband commutes about 80 miles a day round trip to work, while I get the job of chauffeuring our three kids around. I try to combine dance lessons with trips to the grocery store and the bank to save energy. But no matter how hard I try, there always seems to be errands left to run when there's no gas left in the tank. My theme song should be Running on Empty. And I'm not alone. It seems like just about everybody you talk to is working harder than they did a decade ago, and yet they have less disposable income. We're all trying to do more with less. These hikes in gas prices are going to make things worse. Now, I'll probably get lynched at the gas pumps for saying this, but I think these increases are a good idea. We've been trying to get a handle on global warming for over a decade. We'd made all kinds of promises to cut our gas consumption and embrace fuel efficiency, but we're actually further back than when we started. Greenhouse gas emissions have climbed steadily over the past decade. The effects of climate change are really beginning to show. This winter has been the warmest one in 105 years, and we still aren't doing anything. And we won't, until it really gets us where it hurts, in the pocketbook. Look what happened during the oil crisis in the 1970s. It was amazing how quickly automakers started producing fuel-efficient cars. And they did it because consumers demanded it. Today, all consumers want are gas-guzzling SUVs and minivans. Well, if $2 a gallon is going to hurt me when I put gas in my old station wagon, imagine the pain of filling up a Grand Cherokee. Ouch. So I say, let the prices soar. Maybe by the time we're paying $5 a gallon, we'll finally get the message.